Hallelujah. Peace be with you all, brother and sister.
Hallelujah. 愿平安与在座的各位同在。
This morning our topic is you give them something to eat.
今天早上的题目是你们给他们吃吧。
We have to think about one question.
我们要想一个问题。
The Lord Jesus Christ we are worshiping.
我们所敬拜的主耶稣基督。
His story.That his deeds happened around 2,000 years ago.
他的故事，他的行为都在差不多2000年前发生的。
But why today there are still so many people attracted to him and still follow him?
那为什么到直到今天2000年过后，还有那么多人被他所吸引？
The main reason, what is behind it?
最重要的原因是什么呢？
I think from the Bible it tells us.
我想从圣经就告诉了我们。
The main reason is that our Lord Jesus Christ can satisfy our two kinds of needs.
因为主耶稣基督他能够
满足我们两个方面的需要。The first one is our spiritual needs.
第一个需要就是我们属灵的需要。
And another one is our physical needs.
那另外一个就是我们身体上的需要。
In the four gospels, there's one miracle that were recorded in all four gospels.
在四个福音书当中，有一个神迹是都有记载的。
What is that one?
那个是什么呢？
It's the one that Jesus performed miracle to feed the 5,000.
就是耶稣给五千人吃饱的神迹。
Let's turn to the book of Matthew.
我们请看马太福音。
Chapter 14.
第十四章。
The book of Matthew, chapter 14.
马太福音第十四章。
Verse 13 to 21.
13到21节
Matthew chapter 14 verse 13 to 21
马太福音14章13到21节耶稣听见了就上船从那里独自退到旷野里去众人听见就从各城里步行来跟随他14节耶稣出来见有许多的人就怜悯他们治好了他们的病人第15节天将晚的时候门徒进前来说这是野地时候已经过了请叫众人散开他们好往村子里去自己买吃的16节耶稣说不用他们去你们给他们吃吧17节门徒说我们这里只有五个饼两条鱼18耶稣说拿过来给我19节于是吩咐众人坐在草地上就拿着这五个饼两条鱼望着天祝福拨开饼递给门徒门徒又递给众人二十节他们都吃而且并且吃饱了把剩下的零碎收拾起来装满了12个篮子吃的人 除了妇女孩子约有5000
We all learn about this incident from our youth class or children class
当我们小时候的时候我们就已经听过了这个故事
It seems this is something very special and far away
好像这个是很久以前发生的一件奇妙事情。
But actually, that one, that miracle can apply in today's life.
其实，在那个时候发生的这个神迹，也可以拿来用在我们今天的生活当中。
This miracle tell us is a perfect example of how Jesus satisfied these two kinds of needs of ours.
从这个神迹当中，我们就可以看到神，我们的主耶稣如何的来满足我们两方面的需求。
Now, we must ask the first question.
我们要问第一个问题。
Why is Jesus able to satisfy these two kinds of needs?
为什么耶稣能够满足我们两方面的需求呢?
Both spiritual and physical.
就是属灵的和属肉体的。
We have to look at what Jesus did.
我们要来看耶稣他那时候做了什么事。
Especially before he performed this miracle.
尤其是在他行神迹之前。
Now let's read verse 13.
我们来看第十三节。
Now after Jesus heard about this, he went to the boat and he withdrew to a solitary place.
耶稣听见了这个事情，就上船，从那里独自退到野地里去。
Now, what did Jesus hear?
耶稣听见了什么？
He didn't hear good news.
他不是听到好的消息。
What he heard was actually a bad news.
他听到是一个不好的消息。
What was it?
什么事情呢？
That verse 12.
第十二节。
Can you read verse 12?
十二节，约翰的门徒来把尸首领去埋葬了，就去告诉耶稣。
Actually, here Jesus received a bad news, which is his pioneer John the Baptist was beheaded by King Herod.
他听到了他的施洗约翰，在他前面来施洗约翰被斩了。
And then after hearing this news, Jesus withdrew to the solitary place.
他耶稣听见这个消息之后，他就自己独自一个人退到野地里去。
So why Jesus can feed people?
所以耶稣为什么能够满足人呢
？Physically and spiritually，
就从肉体上，从属灵方面来满足人。
I think here gives us a very important point。
这边有一个很重要的一点。
Jesus would like always to withdraw himself to ponder issues。
他常常独自的退到野地里去。
He'll calm himself down and think about something related to him and the world。
他会安静他下他自己，慢慢的思想这些事情。
What are the differences between a human being and an animal？
一个人和动物有哪里不一样呢
？Of course, there are many ways。
当然，我们有很多不一样的地方。
But one of the main differences，
那有一个最重要的不一样是
，is human being is capable of pondering and deep thinking。
因为我们人类可以思想。
There was one philosopher saying，
有一个哲学家有一次说
，I think, therefore I exist. I think that I am。我是故我在。What is our existence？
我们存在是怎么样的呢
？Our existence sometimes is reflected by our capability of thinking。
我们能够，我们存在，因为我们能够思考、思想。
We are not a machine。
我们不是一个机器。
We have power to ponder and think。
我们有这个能力，能够来思想、思考。
Now Jesus, his schedule, his agenda was very busy。
耶稣他有一个非常。
很忙的生活，
很忙的生活。
But after he received this bad news，
在他听到了这个不好的消息之后
，he withdrew and calmed himself down and think。
他独自退到野地里去来思考。
What does it mean to me？
这个对我们来说是什么意思呢
？What does it mean after John the Baptist was beheaded？
约翰被斩首之后，对我们来说是怎样
？What should I do？
我要做什么事情
？So Jesus have to think about it。
所以耶稣要慢慢的来思考这些问题。
I think today what facing the modern life people, what is the biggest challenge?
现今社会当中，我们遇到最大的问题是什么
？We are so busy。
我们非常的忙碌。
We receive so much information。
我们得到很多很多的资讯。
We run here, there, we fly to different city in the world。
我们跑过来跑过去，飞到这个城市到下一个。
We don't have even 1 minute to sit down to do nothing and think about issues。
我们没有一分钟能够安静下来，慢慢的思考我们的问题。
This is why we fail。
这是为什么我们失败了。
This is why we feel empty。
这是为什么我们感觉到非常的空虚。
Let's turn to the book of Isaiah chapter 30。
我们来看以赛亚书第三十章。
The book of Isaiah chapter 30, verse 15。
以赛亚书三十章第十五节。
The book of Isaiah chapter 30, verse 15。
以赛亚书三十章十五节。主耶和华以色列的圣者曾如此说。你们得救在乎回归安息，你们得力在乎平静安稳，你们竟自不肯。
This is a golden verse。
这个是一个黄金的经节。
How can we get salvation？
我们怎样才能够得到救恩呢
？By turning back, return to the Lord。
就是要回归到主来安息。
How can we get strength？
我们要怎样才能够得到着力量呢
？Strength is not on your mighty power of your muscles or you running around。
不是说你跑来跑去很有力气就是力量。
Strength is demonstrated when you can calm yourself down and deep thinking about the issues。
只有在你能够平静安稳下来，慢慢的思考，这个时候你才有力量。
Jesus demonstrated he has a very profound peace in his heart。
所以从这边我们可以看到，耶稣独自退出去，他有一个很好的。
He was not scared。
他并不害怕，他很平安。
He just withdrew himself to think about issues。
他退到后面去，慢慢的来思考这些问题。
Dear brother and sister，
各位亲爱的弟兄姐妹
，Why God want us to come to His house？
为什么神今天要我们来到他的家里面
？He want us to come here to think about the Word of God。
他想要我们来到这边，能够思考他的话。
To reflect about our own life，
能够思考我们自己的人生。
So we must be a Christian that would be able to ponder and to meditate。
所以，我们今天要成为一个会思考、会思想的基督徒。
We don't want to be a Christian like a duck to be fed, 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 and then get big。
我们不想要当做一只鸭子，一直吃，一直吃，然后就很胖。
When we hear the message, we must ponder it。
我们得到了这个资讯，我们就要思考。
If you don't understand, we must ask question。
如果你不明白的话，你可以提出问题。
Ask God, or ask brother and sister, or ask minister。
问你周围的兄弟姐妹，问传道，甚至可以祷告问神。
And then Jesus, after he withdrew, he had peace。
当耶稣独自退到旷野以后，他有了平安。
He had strength again。
他又重新得着了力量。
And then he come out to work again。
所以他又出来做工了。
This is the key point。
这个就是我们看到最关键的地方。
And then why Jesus also must withdraw?
为什么耶稣一定要退到旷野去呢？
Another reason.
另外一个原因。
Let's turn to the book of Mark chapter 6.
我们来看马可福音第六章。
From verse 30 to 31.
30到31节。
30 to 31.
马可福音第六章30节。使徒聚集到耶稣那里，将一切所做的事、所传的道全告诉他。31，他就说：“你们来，同我暗暗的到旷野地方去歇一歇，这是因为往来的人多，他们连吃饭也没有功夫。”
Now, this is another perspective. Why Jesus must tell them to withdraw?
这是另外一个方面，看到为什么耶稣要他们暗暗退到旷野地
去。Here, emphasize is for the sake of the disciple.
这边提到是为了门徒们才这样做的。
The disciples were so busy working for God.
他们非常的忙碌来为神做工。
But they are facing two problems.
但是他们遇到了两个问题。
The first problem.
第一个问题。
They don't even have time to sit down to eat.
他们连坐下吃饭的功夫也没有。
Now ask ourselves today, how do we eat a meal?
今天问一下我们自己，我们是怎样来吃饭的？
How do we eat a meal?
我们怎么样来吃我们的饭？
The more busy, the busier the society, the faster we eat.
在一个越忙碌的社会当中，我们吃的就越快。
That's why there are so many fast food.
所以我们现在有看到很多速食店。
If you go to McDonald's, eat one meal takes 15 minutes.
你说去麦当劳吃一餐只需要15分钟。
But if you go to dim sum 饮茶 maybe 1 hour.
如果你去吃香港人他们的点心，可能要一个小时。
If you eat a French dinner, it takes 3 hours.
如果你吃一个法国餐，可能就要三个小时。
So even though the food is the same or can fill your stomach.
虽然这个食物的功能都是一样，让你能够得到饱足。
But the length of eating does reflect the differences.
但是你吃饭的时间就看出他们的不一样。
You can relax and when you eat, can talk to your family, talk to your brother and sister. The length of time become a fellowship time. Become a resting time.
如果你能够在吃饭时间慢慢的吃，能够享受安静，跟你的家人能够相处，这就是一个。团契的时间。
But I know these few weeks that may be difficult because many brothers will eat very quickly and turn on the TV for the World Cup, maybe.
那我知道这几个礼拜比较困难，因为你可能要吃得很快，赶快来看现在的足球赛。
But anyway, if one day we find out that if when we eat, we don't even have time to relax and to talk to our family when we eat, that's a problem.
如果有一天你发现你连吃饭的功夫都没有，不能够静下来跟你的家人好好的来沟通，那就有问题了。
And when you eat like that, your stomach have problem. Our health will deteriorate.
如果你吃的那么快，对你的身体自己也不好。
So Jesus tells disciples, now we better slow down because we don't even have time to eat. So we must slow down.
所以这边耶稣就告诉他的门徒说，要慢下来，我们到旷野地去，要有吃饭的功夫。
To rest physically and spiritually.
我们在属灵上，在身体上都要得到休息。
I think God is a merciful God.
我想神是一个非常慈爱的神。
Why He wants us to keep Sabbath?
为什么他要我们来遵守这个安息日？
Because He wants us to really rest, to rest spiritually and physically.
因为他想要我们得到真正的休息，从身体上，从属灵上。
He even forced us to rest to receive blessing.
他甚至强迫我们要来休息。
So here is very important.
所以这个是非常重要的。
And then why? Now let's look at one point.
我们再来看一点。
How did Jesus work?
耶稣他是怎么来做他的工作？
Now we know they are so busy. Jesus tried to rest.
我们知道他是非常忙碌，那他也找时间要来休息。
But this time he cannot rest because there's some important work coming.
但是这个时候他并不能够休息，因为有很多重要的事情等着他去做。
Now let's look at Mark chapter 6.
我们来看马可福音第六章。
Mark chapter 6.
马可福音第六章。
Verse 33.
第三十三节。
Verse 33 to 35.
33到35节。众人看见他们去，有许多认识他们的，就从各城步行一同跑到那里，比他们先赶到了。34。耶稣出来，见有许多的人，就怜悯他们，因为他们如同羊，没有牧人一般。于是开口教训他们许多道理。
Okay. Here, tell us why Jesus this time are forced not having rest at this moment.
为什么这个时候耶稣他不能够得到他想要的休息？
Because there are so many people come from different places to meet Jesus.
因为众人都从很多的地方都跑过去要来看耶稣。
So that's why Jesus said, "Okay, I rest later. Just give one more sermon, one more teaching, one more healing."
所以耶稣就说：“好，我就等一下，先 教训他们，我再来休息。
This is the working spirit of our Lord Jesus Christ.
这就是耶稣他工作的精神。
Yes, he wants rest.
是的，他想要休息。
But now people need me.
但是现在众人需要我。
Let me help them once again.
所以我先来帮助他们。
Let the people eat first before I eat.
让他们先得到食物，然后我再来吃。
Jesus could have said, "Come on, I've not eaten for 3 meals now. You wait for me."
耶稣可能可以说，我现在很久没吃了，先让我吃，你们先等一下。
Can you imagine when Jesus feed the people?
你可以想象到耶稣，
变饼的时候，
变饼的时候
，Jesus' stomach was crying.
可能他自己肚子也都是很饿的。
He have not ate already.
他还自己也还没有吃。
But he served the people.
但是他先给他们吃。
The disciples are the same.
门徒也是一样的。
The disciples are hungry.
这些门徒也都非常的饿。
But Jesus tell them, "No, you go to feed them first."
但是耶稣告诉他们，你们先喂那些群众。
Maybe some of us say, "Oh, so hungry, when they feed the disciples, feed the people, I also eat at the same time."
可能有些人在分饼的时候自己很饿就先吃了。
So this is the working spirit of Jesus.
这个就是耶稣工作的精神。
Because I'm the shepherd.
因为我是这个牧人。
I'm the worker.
我是工人。
My people are hungry.
我的人他饿了，
我的羊啊，
我的羊他饿了。
So let them eat first，
让他们先吃吧。
After they eat, I'll eat。
让他们先吃饱了，我再来吃。
This is how Jesus loves us。
这个就是耶稣怎样的爱我们。
Jesus' love is very personal。
耶稣他的爱是对我们每一个人的。
Is demonstrated in this small matter。
从小小的事情上，我们就可以看到。
This is how Jesus cares for us。
这就是耶稣如何的来照顾我们。
Now, why would Jesus sacrifice his meal time or rest time to teach one more sermon or one more healing?
为什么耶稣他要牺牲自己休息吃饭的时间来教训众人呢
？Why?
为什么
？Let's look at verse 33.
我们来看33节。
Because there are many people from different city walk a long distance, come to him before the boat of Jesus arrive.
因为这些众人，他们从各城步行跑到那里比耶稣他们先赶到了。
And then verse 34, Jesus saw them and have mercy on them.
那在34节，我们可以看到耶稣看到他们的时候就怜悯他们。
They are like sheep without a shepherd.
因为他们像羊没有牧者一样。
And then Jesus then teach them many words.
于是耶稣开口教训他们许多的道理。
I think that's very important.
我想这是非常重要的。
The interaction between the sermon speaker or workers to the one who are being served is very important.
讲道人跟听众这个关系是很重要的。
The holy worker and those who are being served is also very important.
我们这个圣工和圣工的圣职人员跟领受的人有关系非常重要。
Jesus was hungry.
耶稣他非常的饿。
Jesus was tired.
耶稣他已经很累了。
But when he saw the people, wow, so thirsty for the word.
但是他看到那些人非常的渴慕神的道理。
Okay, doesn't matter. I forgot my hungry now. I teach you one more sentence session.
好，我就忘记了他自己的难处，先教导他们吧。
On the other hand,
从另外一个方面来看
，if the listener they are so passive,
如果这些听众是很被动的
，oh, very tired.
我今天自己很累了。
When a visitor come here, lying down, sleeping,
到教会来坐在这边要听不听的。
No, then Jesus will not say, okay, you are so tired, let me rest too.
那耶稣可能就说，哦，你们也很累，那我也先休息一下吧。
There was one time I went to West Africa.
有一次我到西非。
My first time to go to a country called Liberia.
我第一次到一个 Liberia 的这个国家。
And when we arrived at church,
我到当个教会的时候
，there was an old member around 60 some years old.
有一个大约六十几岁的老信徒。
He also arrived at church.
他那个时候也到了教会。
At that time was around 11 o'clock in the morning.
那个时候差不多早上十一点多。
And when he arrived,
他到的时候
，he come to us.
他到了我们前面。
He asked us.
他要我们。
I thought maybe he want to ask some Bible question or any other things.
我本来以为他要询问我们一些关于圣经里面的道理。
But no, he asked us, preacher.Do you have some painkillers? Painkillers, 止痛药。
那时候，传道，你有没有止痛药
？He said, "No, I don't have."
我说我没有。
What happened?
什么事情
？He said, "Because this morning I set out my journey at 5 o'clock in the morning and walked to the church 6 hours."
因为我今天早上五点就开从我家出发，走了6个小时。
Because I don't have money to go by public transport, so I have to walk to the church.
因为我没有钱坐车，所以我只好走来教会。
Because I'm old man, so after 6 hours walking, my whole body is paining me.
因为我已经老了，我走了6个小时之后，我全身都很痛。
So do you have some painkillers?
所以你有没有止痛药
？I said, no, we don't have, but we can buy you some.
我说我没有，但是我可以帮你买一些。
So after hearing a member say something like this,
那当你听到一个信徒说这些话以后
，so thirsty for the word of God,
非常渴慕神的道理。
So even though we feel tired,
虽然我们自己是非常累的
，but because they are thirsty, so we also must help the church. We must preach the word of God.
但是因为他们渴慕，所以我们要先来帮助他们。
So we have to ask ourselves.
所以我们要询问自己
Compared to Jesus, what is my working spirit, the attitude of working?
跟耶稣比起来，我们侍奉的精神是怎样的
Compared to this group of people, what is our attitude of hearing the word?
跟这一群人比起来，我们渴慕道理的情况是怎样的
So we have learned about the attitude of Jesus.
我们已经学习到了耶稣他的态度
Now, let's think about another question.
我们现在再来想一个问题
Why will Jesus perform this miracle feeding this 5,000?
为什么耶稣要为这些人施行这个神迹
Let's look at verse 34 again
我们再来看一次34节
34
耶稣出来见有许多的人就怜悯他们因为他们如同羊没有牧人一般于是开口教训他们许多的道理
The key word The key point Why they can receive this blessing This miracle
最重要的一点为什么他们能够得到这个恩典
Is the Lord have mercy on them
因为耶稣怜悯他们
If the Lord have mercy on them
如果耶稣怜悯了他们
Many things can happen
很多事情就可以发生
Today is the same
今天也是一样的
If the Lord have mercy on you and me
如果今天耶稣怜悯你和我
We can solve this problem
我们就可以突破这个难关
There was a sister who is a writer
我们有一个姐妹她是一个作家
She wrote
她写作
He said in the past when I was young
她说我以前小时候
年轻的时候
年轻的时候
I used to say oh, may the Lord guide me
我常常说愿主带领我
And then later, in his age, in her age
在后来之后
She said, wow, she always states in her mouth, thank God, thank God
她就说感谢主感谢主
But after she got old
那当她老的时候
Experienced more
得到更多的经验之后
There's only one phrase that she always mentions in her mouth
她现在只讲一句话
May the Lord have mercy on me
愿神怜悯我
That's from her heart
那就从她心里面的呼求
If the Lord have mercy on me
如果神有怜悯我的话
Find me, I'm pitiful, I need help
如果她发现我的不足发现我的需要
that's enough
那就够了
But we have to ask one question
我们要问一个问题
Why Jesus have mercy on them?
为什么耶稣要怜悯他们呢
This is very simple
非常简单
These people
这些人
They have the heart
他们有这个心
They have the heart for Jesus
他们有渴慕耶稣的心
They have the heart to want to hear the word of God
他们有渴慕要来听神道理的心
They walk so far
他们走了很远
Only for one reason
为了就是一个原因
They want to hear the word
他们想要听到神的道理
They forget any other things
他们忘记了一切其他的事情
They forget the hunger
他们忘记了自己的需要
Forget tonight maybe we have to suffer hunger or there's no hotel
他忘记今天晚上可能要住在外面可能没有食物可以吃
They don't care
他们不管那些
I want Jesus
我只要耶稣
I want healing because I am sick
我想要得到耶稣的医治因为我自己 是有病痛的
My heart is empty so that I want the word of God
我的心里非常的空虚 我需要耶稣的话
They don't care other things they put Jesus first
他们把其他的事情都放在旁边把耶稣摆在了第一
You put yourself on Jesus too
你说想象一下你自己是耶稣
If you are Jesus
如果你是耶稣
These people don't do anything Just want to follow you Hear your teaching
这些人其他事情都不做就想要跟着你听你的教训
Will your heart be touched?
你会被感动吗
Your heart must be touched
你的心一定会被感动
These people Because want to listen to the word of God Are hungry So I must feed them
这些人为了要听神的道理受挨饿所以我一定要给他们吃
This is the key point
这个就是最重要的一点
Let's look at one verse we always say
我们再来看一个经节，我们时常说的。
Matthew chapter 6 verse 33。
马太福音第六章第三十三节。
Matthew 6:33。
马太福音六章三十三节，你们要先求他的国和他的义，这些东西都要加给你们了。
This is one of the golden rules in the kingdom of God。
这个是在神国里面一个很重要的条件。
This rule separates the people。Who can receive the blessing of God and those who cannot receive the blessing of God?
这个规则就把那些可以得到神恩典的人从不能得到神恩典的人中分了出来。
How to differentiate them?
怎么分开他们呢?
Jesus said,
耶稣这边说道,
Seek first the kingdom of and righteousness of God.
要先求他的国和他的义。
And then other things will be given to you.
然后其他的东西 都要给你们了。
There are two kind of things here.
这边有两样东西。
One is spiritual need. Spiritual need, huh?
一个是属灵属神果的。
Another thing is physical need.
另外一个是我们身体所需要的。
What is physical need?
身体需要的是什么呢
？Money.
钱财。
Job.
工作。
Your studies.
我们的学业。
Family.
我们的家庭。
Career.
我们的
事业啊。
事业。
So this is our physical needs.
这些是我们身体上的需要。
This needs will take lots of time.
这些需要我们要花很多的时间来得到它们。
Lots of effort.
很多的精神
，But Jesus said，
但是耶稣这边告诉我们
，Put God first，
我们把耶神放在第一
，Not only seek God， but seek God first，
不只要求靠神，要先求靠神。
Life is so busy，
我们的生活非常的忙碌。
For example， I believe today there are so many things in our house， in our life we have not finished yet。
我相信我们今天在家里面还有很多事情还没做完。
But put God first， come here first。
但是我们先来到教会，把神放在第一。
God give peace。
来到这边得到了平安。
God give us strength.
神给了我们力量。
When we go home, we can continue to face our difficulties.
我们回家之后，我们可以继续面对那些难关。
Just like these people,
就好像这些人一样。
They want to come here for teaching.
他们想要来到这边得到教训。
After Jesus teach them,
当耶稣教导他们之后
，Jesus feed them.
耶稣就变饼给他们吃。
So this priority must not be neglected.
所以这个先后的次序不要搞混乱了。
If you put God first, God bless other aspect of our life.
如果你把神的国把神放在第一，你其他的神就会给你。
If we put it the other way around,
如果我们把它反了过来
，I'm so busy. How do I have time to come to church?
我今天非常的忙碌，我没有时间来教会。
How do I have time to work for God?
我怎么会有时间来做圣工
？I'm having exam next week. How should I come to church? I have no time.
我下个礼拜就要考试了，我这个礼拜没有时间来教会。
If we think like this, we put Jesus later.
如果我们这样想的话，把耶稣放到了后面
，we miss this blessing，
我们就得不到这个赏赐了。
So this is why Jesus feed them。
这个是为什么耶稣变饼给他们吃
？Mercy on them，
因为耶稣怜悯了他们。
Because they touched the heart of Jesus，
因为他们感动了耶稣的心。
Today when we pray，
今天我们祷告的时候
，if we can touch the heart of Jesus，
如果你可以感动耶稣的心
，then you get it，
你就可以得到。
So we must continue to pray，
所以我们一定要继续的来祷告
，put God first，
把神放在。
Now let's come back to Matthew 14.
我们再看回来马太福音第十四章。
Of course, there are many teachings in this incident.
从这个，在这个事件里面，我们可以学到很多东西。
But we have to focus on one point here.
我们现在要来看重一点，就是。
Now let's look at verse 15.
十五节。
15 and 16.
十五和十六节，天将晚的时候，门徒进前来说：“这是野地，时候已经过了，请叫众人散开，他们好往村子里去自己买吃的。”十六，耶稣说：“不用他们去，你们给他们吃吧。”
Here are two different perspectives.
这边有两个不同的意见。
One is over by the disciples.
一个是门徒他所想的
，is very reasonable.
是非常的
合理
合理的。
And take account of reality，
也是对现实上有所了解的。
What did they say？
他们说什么
？It's getting late。
现在已经晚了。
You finished your teaching？
你已经讲完了。
Send them away so they can buy their own food。
叫他们散开，让他们可以自己买吃的。
This is normal。
就是非常的普通。
Because they cannot feed 5,000。
因为他知道他们并不能够喂饱5,000个人。
But what is the perspective of Jesus?
但是耶稣是怎么样看待这件事情
？Jesus said, "No, you give them something to eat."
耶稣说不用他们去，你们要给他们吃。
Now, think about this. Jesus did not say, "Let me feed them."
耶稣并不是说我来喂他们。
Of course, Jesus feed them later, but Jesus did not directly feed them.
当然，耶稣后来是耶稣变饼给他们吃，但是耶稣没有直接这样子做。
But Jesus tell the disciple, "You go to feed them."
但是耶稣先告诉他的门徒说，你们给他们吃吧。
Think about this verse.
想一下这个经节。
What does it teach us?
这个经节告诉了我们什么？
Jesus always cares our needs.
耶稣时常的关怀我们的需要。
Not only our spiritual needs.
不只是我们属灵的需要。
But also our physical needs.
我们身体上的需要也是一样。
Actually, how did we come to believe?
我们是怎么样来到相信他的教会呢？
We come to believe because we experience the grace of God.
我们来相信他，因为我们体验了他的恩典。
Or maybe our father or grandfather received miracle.
可能是我们的父亲或是我们的祖父，他们得到了神的恩典。
So that we come here.
所以我们今天才在这里。
So we always start our journey by receiving physical help physical blessing from Jesus.
常常我们开始我们信仰的路程，都是因为耶稣在身体上帮助了我们，
物质上
帮助了我们。
So Jesus always asks one question.
耶稣他就问一个问题。
Let's turn to John chapter 21.
约翰福音第二十一章。
John 21.
约翰福音二十一章。
John 21.
约翰福音第二十一章。
Verse 5.
第五节。耶稣就对他们说，小子，你们有吃的没有？他们回答说，没有。
This is after Jesus was resurrected, he appeared himself to the disciple again.
这是耶稣在复活之后向他的门徒显现。
I always ponder about this question.
我常常想这个问题。
The disciples, they were discouraged.
那些门徒他们非常的失望。
They returned to their own profession, Peter.Return to the fish.
彼得他已经回到他本来的职业，就是捕鱼。
And also other disciples also follow him.
其他的门徒也跟着他。
And Jesus appeared to them.
耶稣对他们显现。
Because after the whole night, they cannot catch even one fish.
那一夜整夜的打鱼，并没有打着什么鱼。
And what was the first question of Jesus?
耶稣问他们第一个问题是什么？
Jesus did not ask.
耶稣并没有问他们。
Hey, what happened to your spiritual life?
你的属灵生活怎么样了？
Why don't you come to church?
为什么你没有来教会？
Why don't you pray?
你为什么没有祷告？
Why don't you rely on God?
你为什么没有依靠神？
Don't you want to go to heaven?
你不想要去天国吗？
Or you want to go to hell?
还是你要去地狱？
Why you do not love me?
你为什么没有爱我？
Jesus did not ask this kind of question.
耶稣没有问这样的问题。
Jesus asked very down to earth practical question.
耶稣问一个最实际、最贴切的问题。
Do you have something to eat?
你有吃的没有？
Because Jesus knows, Jesus observed a long time now, you are suffering because after whole night you have nothing to eat.
因为耶稣他长时间来观看他们，知道他们补了一整晚都没有打着什么。
Jesus knew if I talk about spiritual life, go to heaven, all this serving God, they will not take it.
耶稣知道之后，他直接告诉他们要追求神，要告诉他们属灵的食物，他们并不能够接受。
Jesus asked them.
耶稣问他们
，What is your physical need now?
你现在物质上需要什么？
What is the problem you're facing?
你现在遇到了什么样的问题？
They have nothing to eat. Immediately, Jesus brought some fish and already cooked.
他们这边他们说没有什么东西可以吃，耶稣就给他们鱼可以吃。
And of course, Jesus led them to catch some fish also.
耶稣带领他们去捕到了很多的鱼。
So this could give us one question.
这边我们可以看到另外一个问题。
We brother and sister in the church.
我们在教会里面的弟兄姐妹。
What made a church strong?
这个教会要怎么样才能够强盛起来？
What can we learn from Jesus?
我们从耶稣身上学到了什么？
Jesus start from caring their physical life.
耶稣从他们物质上、身体上的需要开始。
Care about what problem are they facing?
耶稣怜悯关怀他们需要什么东西。
This is the entry point where we can start.Do the relationship.
我们就要从这个地方开始来建立好的关系。
This is very important.
这是非常的重要。
The disciples said they go there to find their own food, but Jesus said you feed them.
那些门徒告诉耶稣说，让他们自己去找食物吧，让他们自己去买。但是耶稣说，你们给他们吃。
So this gives us a very important reminder.
这就是给我们一个很好的警惕。
Now, what does it apply? How do we apply today's life?
我们要怎么样把它带到今天的生活当中呢？
Let's turn to James.
我们来看雅各书
The book of James, chapter 2.
雅各书第二章
Verse 14.
我们请看十四节
To 16.
到十六节我的弟兄们若有人说自己有信心却没有行为有什么益处呢这信心能救他吗十六若是弟兄或是姐妹赤身露体又缺了日用的饮食十六你们中间有人对他们说平平安安的去吧愿你们吃得暖穿得饱吃穿得暖吃得饱却不给他们身体所需用的这有什么益处呢
How to demonstrate our faith?
怎么样才能够显出我们的信心
Here Elder James told us
这边雅各长老告诉了我们
Start from care each other physical life
从我们弟兄姐妹他们的日常生活需要开始
Of course we thank God we living in Canada of the western world now very few people are lacking daily food
我们感谢神让我们住在这个西方的社会很少人有缺少日用的饮食
But there are still some physical need to be filled
但是我们还是有一些物质上的需要
For example
像
Maybe one person come to believe by himself or herself
有可能我们有一个弟兄姐妹，他一个人从他们家里来信耶稣。
Or student, staying alone in Canada,
或者是一个留学的学生，一个人留在加拿大。
We're living in the region.
我们住在同一个社区里面。
Do we call them? Hey, brother, sister, how are you doing?
我们没有打电话给他们，问他们的安。
I know you're staying by yourself alone, or you're only believer now. Sometimes come find my home, have a simple dinner.
我知道你现在一个人在这边，要不要过来？我们一起吃饭。
So, or when the brother and sister is sick, we give him a call or visit him.
或者是当我们知道弟兄姐妹有病痛的时候，我们有没有打电话问他们的安？
Or when we know the student having exam or they need the guidance in the school, so do we have experience? We are experienced youth, we can also guide them.
如果是一些学弟学妹，他们有课业上的问题，你有这个经验，可能也可以来帮助他们。
Or a new immigrant family move here, do we provide a helping hand to guide them?
如果新移民来的弟兄姐妹，我们有没有来帮助他们？
So, we need this physical bread.
我们需要这个物质上的面包。
So, I think the church in future, we should work on this direction.
我想我们教会在未来的发展上要看重这个方面。
We should strengthen fellowship.
我们要建立好的一个团契。
Now, thank God, from tomorrow, we will have our first working youth fellowship.
感谢神，从明天开始，我们有第一个社会青年的团契。
So, group of same interests are people group together and then to share to encourage each other.
这边好的一些好的青年团契在一起来互相勉励。
And in future, we should have more different kind of fellowship.
那在不久的将来，我们要有更多的团契。
Like a middle-aged group fellowship.
可能有一些中年团契。
Elderly fellowship.
老年团契。
So, to build up our relationship, so we're getting strong.
让我们教会里面的关系能够越来越强盛。
Or in different area, the member who live close together might have a stronger relationship, stronger fellowship.
或者是住在同一个社区里面的弟兄姐妹能够建立好一个好的关系。
So that's why Jesus feed them the bread.
就是为什么耶稣变饼给他们吃。
But not only feeding them physically.
不只在身体上满足他们。
We must go from the physical to the spiritual bread.
我们要从物质上的食物跑到属灵的食物。
Let's turn to John chapter 6.
我们看约翰福音第六章。
John chapter 6.
约翰福音第六章。
Verse 26.
第二十六节。耶稣回答说，我实实在在的告诉你们，你们找我并不是因为因见了神迹，乃是因吃饼得饱。
27.
二十七节，不要为那必坏的食物劳力，要为那存到永生的食物劳力，就是人子要赐给你们的，因为人子是父神所印证的。
Here is our Lord Jesus guide us.
这边耶稣他告诉了我们。
Jesus knew he came to the world not to open a restaurant or a canteen.
耶稣知道他来到世界上不是要打开一个餐厅，
not to feed people，
不是要喂饱众人，
but from feeding them physically, helping them physically, now guide them in the spiritual life。
但是要从身体上让他们饱足，把他们带到永生去。
Think about spiritual food，
要思考那属灵的食物。
And from verse 53, he talks about his own flesh and blood。
从五十三节开始，他说他自己的人子的。肉人子的血。
Let's read 53 to 56.
我们从53看到56节，耶稣说，我实实在在的告诉你们，你们若不吃人子的肉，不喝人子的血，就没有生命在你们里面。54，吃我肉喝我血的人就有永生，在末日我要叫他复活。我的肉真是可吃的，我的血真是可喝的。56，吃我肉喝我血的人藏在我里面，我也藏在他里面。
This talk about the mystery of Holy Communion.
这个就是在讲圣餐里的奥妙。
Jesus talked about his own flesh and blood is real food through the Holy Communion.
他说他的肉他的血透过圣餐是可以吃可以喝的。
Jesus go one step further talk about spiritual teaching.
耶稣进一步的来讲属灵的教训。
So our fellowship should not just gather together, eat and drink.
我们的团契不是只是聚集在一起吃喝。
As we should share the word of God and encourage others.
我们要讨论神国的道理，互相的来勉励。
So this is the method used by Jesus Christ.
这个就是耶稣他所用的方法。
He wants his disciples to feed the people.
他要他的门徒来给他们食物吃。
How did they feed the people?
他们怎么来喂饱这些人呢？
This is the key point. How did they feed the 5,000?
他们怎么样来喂饱那5000人呢？
Let's turn back to Matthew 14.
我们看回来马太福音14章。
Matthew 14.
马太福音第十四章，
verse
18-19, 耶稣说拿过来给我 19, 于是吩咐众人坐在草地上, 就拿着五个饼, 两条鱼, 望着天祝福, 拨开饼递给门徒, 门徒又递给众人。
This is the process.
这个就是这个一个经过。
How did Jesus feed the 5,000?
耶稣怎样喂饱这五千人？
Jesus said, bring the bread to me.
他说把这个食物拿过来给我。
Let them sit down.
让他们坐下来。
He give thanks.
他祝福。
Pray to God.
祝谢。
And then give it to the disciple.
然后把他们拿给门徒。
And disciple, give it to the people.
门徒再递给众人。
Can we see the process?
你可以看到这个一个整个过程吗？
Disciple themselves, they hands are empty, their stomachs are empty, they have nothing to give.
门徒他们自己也是肚子饿，手里空空，没有什么东西可以给众人吃。
So just like we today, we are also weak, we are also having nothing.
就好像今天我们一样，我们是软弱的，我们没有什么东西。
How can I satisfy the need of other people?
我们怎么样才能够满足别人的需求呢？
How can I encourage other people?
我们怎么样才能够建立他们的信心呢？
Don't worry.
不要担心。
Come to Jesus.
到耶稣这边来。
Jesus will give you something.
耶稣他给你。 他就会给你,
and then you can go to feed people.
然后你就可以拿些去喂饱众人。
Today we are here, for example, standing in the pulpit.
今天我们在这边站在讲台上。
I also have nothing.
我自己没有什么。
I must ask Jesus feed me first.
我要祈求神先喂饱我。
So that I can share the food with you.
所以我这个食物才能够与大家分享。
If I am the RE teacher.
如果我是一个宗教教育的教员。
I must also know.
我一定也要知道。
I'm also hungry.
我自己是饿的。
I have nothing.
我没有什么东西。
But Jesus, you must feed me first.
耶稣请喂饱先给我。
Give me the food.
给我这个食物。
I can feed my students.
所以我才可以让我的学生饱足。
If you are the parent having children,
如果你是父母的话, 有小孩,
how do I guide my children in the faith?
我怎么样带领我的小孩在他的属灵方面？
Sometimes we ourselves are very weak.
有时候我们自己也是非常软弱的。
We don't even read the Bible.
我们自己都不读圣经。
How can we feed the children?
那我们怎么样才能够喂饱我们的小孩？
Always when I brought on airplane, I see the safety video.
常常我坐飞机的时候都看到上面的一个
那个安全的录影带。 He said when there's a pressure, sudden drop of pressure,
他们说突然间若有压力的话,
and then the mask will fall down.
这个面具会掉下来。
And then they said, the parent must secure his or her own mask first before helping the children.
那个父母一定要先戴好自己的面具，才能够帮他的小孩戴这个面具。
This is very important.
我想这是非常重要的。
Why?
为什么?
Because you put on your own mask.
你先戴好自己的面具。
And then you can have strength to help other people.
你才有力气可以去帮助别人。
Everybody must go to Jesus.
每一个人都要到耶稣那边去。
Jesus will give the food for us.
耶稣会给你食物。
Spiritual food.
属灵的食物,
physical food,
属世的食物,
strength to care about other people,
有力量可以帮助别人,
so Jesus tells us to feed them.
所以耶稣告诉我们要给他们吃。
So today we must ask,
今天我们一定要问,
is my family hungry?
我的家人他们有挨饿吗?
Is my church hungry?
我的教会统领他们挨饿吗?
You must go to Jesus.
你们一定要到耶稣那边去。
Touch the heart of Jesus.
感动耶稣的心。
And then he will have mercy on us.
然后他就会怜悯我们。
Let's sing him.
唱诗。
69.
69首。